So now let us pay homage to the Buddha, the owner of the Dhamma, by recitation of Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Before I start the mind Dhamma talk, firstly, I will recite there one of the Dhamma verses, and then I would like to send my metta to all of the participants and to all beings. That is, Mahamohanda Karina Ati Bhute Mahajane Pinya Chakung Labha Pesi Jnana Lokena Sojino Etena Sacha Vajena Hontu De Jaya Mangalam. That meaning is Sojino. Really, Sojino means the Blessed One, the Buddha, who are the conqueror of all five Mara, or the Buddha who conquered all the defilements. Our Buddha, he preached the, he teach the Dhamma to not Eightfold Noble Path for the liberation of round of the rebirth. So because of that, Mahajano means immense beings. This immense being are Mahamohanda Karina Ati Bhute. This immense being, Ati Bhute, means are oppressed by the Mahamohanda Karina, means very great dark ignorance, because of oppressed by the this very dark great ignorance. So they could not get out, they could not get the liberations from this round of the rebirth, countless of suffering. But our Buddha, he preached the, he teach the Dhamma, because of that desana jnana tejasa. By the power of Buddha teaching, panya chakung labha besi, because of Buddha teaching, whoever practice the Buddha teaching, they get the panya chakung, they obtain the eye of the wisdom. Because of that, esena siccha vajjena, by saying this truth, by the power of this truth, etena siccha vajjena, Hontu De Jaya Mangalan, may the good fortune follow all of you, and also may there be the transient blessing or the blessing of triumph all of you, for all of you, and may you conquer all of the defilements, and may you attain the supreme bliss of the Nirvana.
在开始经文的开示之前呢，禅师开始先念诵了一个巴利偈文，然后他也要散播他慈爱给所有参加这次禅修营的禅修者以及一切的众生。刚才禅师所念诵的那个巴利偈文呢，他的意思是这样，把解拆开来，他的意思是这样，里面讲到的收集诺。 就是那位胜利者，那位胜利者就是指世尊，是指他，他是已经战胜了五魔的胜利者，或者是说他是已经完全战胜了一切的烦恼的胜利者。然后里面讲到的，佛陀呢，佛陀教导， 私圣地给这个法呢，私圣地的法呢给众生，以便众生呢能够解脱生死轮回。所以在这里所讲的，有讲到这个玛哈迦涅，就是指无量的众生。说佛陀教导四圣地这种法呢，给无量众生，让他们能够解脱生死轮回。然后这些众生，那些许多的众生呢，他们是怎么样的呢？他们是阿蒂布德，阿蒂布德是受到压迫，受到什么压迫呢？受到玛哈摩罕达伽雷那，受到极大的无一次的无一次的黑暗的压迫，受到极大的无明的黑暗的压迫。所以这些众生呢，因为受到极大的无明的黑暗压迫，所以他们不能够解脱生死轮回之苦。然后佛陀呢教导众生这些法呢，那么众生学了法，他们就会有那个获得了佛陀教法的力量。就是有讲到 Jnana Lokena， 就是以智慧之光，透过这个智慧之光呢，众生呢就能够得到 Panyacakum， 是吧 ？Panyacakum labe laba pesi， 说众生能够得到慧眼 ，Panyacakum 是慧眼。所以透过修行佛陀教法，透过佛陀那个教法的力量，众生能够得到慧眼。然后 ，Adena Satcha Vajena Hondu Deja Mangala， 这是禅师给大家的祝福，说，透过这句真实语的力量呢，愿大家能够得到好运。然后透过这句真实语的力量呢，愿大家能够得到胜利吉祥，愿大家能够断除一切的烦恼，证得至上的快乐涅槃。
So today, Dhamma talk name is, the title is one of the basic requirement to develop the meditation or to attain the Nirvana or to attain the enlightenment as a Buddha or as an individual Buddha or as a Arhantaship.Because of that, before I give the Dhamma talk, I would like to recite one of the Dhamma Gatha, Dhamma Pada. That is, in our Pa'al Center, the most venerable Pa'al Siyaro and other Pa'al Siyaro disciples, when they preach the Dhamma talk, at the conclusion of the Dhamma talk, always they recite this Dhamma Gatha and also.They translate Myanmar language. Because of that, firstly, I will recite this Dhamma Gatha and also I will translate as a Burmese language.
Today's 开示的主题，是主要是讲到我们如果想要修禅，或者想要证得，涅槃。或者是想要开悟的话，那我们所需要具备的很重要的这个资粮，或者是先决条件，需要具备的条件，以让我们能够好好能够培育禅修，证得涅槃或者是开悟。开悟成为，比如讲说有三种，开悟为有三种，一个是如果你要开悟成佛，或者是第二种是成为辟支佛，或者是成为阿罗汉。所以今天要讲到是他的那个条件，因为这样，因为要讲到的主题是这个，所以在开始给开示之前呢，禅师要念诵一段巴利祭文，这个巴利祭文呢是在帕奥禅林那边呢，每次帕奥禅师给开示或者是他的弟子给开示的时候呢，在开示结束的时候他们都会念诵这个巴利祭文。而且在念完这个偈文过后，他们会以缅甸语来解释那个巴利偈文，所以禅师在这里也要念诵那个巴利偈文，然后给他的翻译。
Hey, Dragami, Babajin, Tu, สันโตกามีราจิงตกาเตโตเมปะนุสิกขาวปัปปจิตาสุเปสลาสันโตพยาอเลยาปิจเจกาเนอริยาหน่วยลาหูโตชีกะตุรอกองโตโลกัมภีระฉิ่งตกาด้วยจုံตะมะมุกฤษเวอิสสัตตะไนญาณเมนไสอองไล่ไล่แลแลสิทธิ์ตินซวยอยู่แน่แน่เดตัตตะโบฤวีโกแน่แน่ซวาจันสินอาจารย์ก้องวินดอมูจะกุนดีผิดอยู่กาเมชีกาปิพันกุตุกันจอกสีมันท้องมะละยอกยาตาญาละสนีเถจี้จี้เงินเนนี่หน่วยน้อๆอยู่กูรอรุปัญตาติวิฑฒุกามะอสุสุรุโกให้ตวางารุปัญญาอีกามะเตยารุติอะมะเนสัสสันเบรีกะจันยันฤกะตะเกกูเหมี่ยวมะตะเกกูจောက်ละมวยฤบาตะกาหุจောက်อารอจันญันตวยลุลุจีซุนเปรอมูจะกุนดีผิดฤปัพเซ็งตุกราวาสสัมมานาหุกิสสามะเมียงลูโรบังวิณังโกลุอองจงละเยยงกันถั่วฤญญัตติงกันภิญชวยหาปุฤต้อถั่วตอมูจะลีกงปีตงเมปีญาณิกมะตะอาติยาหุสันดาเกยองตินตุรกองปองโตติแลเวปัพจิตาวิฑฒุกามะหุตะมะโรมาမရအရာကျုံးလျက်ယုံကံထွက်ကြဂုံဒီဖြစ်၍စုပေစလာစာမရီတာမိဖျားခုံမင်းပုံအတွင်းတို့ချစ်ခင်လေးမြတ်နှစ်သက်အတော်တီလကိုစီကိုငါရှိကြဂုံဒီဖြစ်၍တေထိုဖျားအလျာပစ္စေကာနှင့်အရိယာနွယ်လောက်တို့ရှိကသူတော်ကောင်းတို့လိုအနုတိတ်ခာဝောအတုလိုက်ခာကျင့်တရာကိုจึงกามตุอาทุกไนจะวาสีกงตรีSo this Dhammakatha, the meaning is Santomi. Santomi really who has already eradicated the defilement because of their mind is very peace. So Buddha or individual Buddha or Arhanta.But that also some noble persons who had the niyata jati definite proficiency at the present of the previous Buddha or who had great merit to attainment of the nirvana, this person also called the santo. And this noble person, Gambhira Chaindakami, they thought deeply and profoundly. So from the common phenomena in daily Gambhira Chaindaka and Kamemi, that is Vitthu Kama and Kilesa Kama, here Vitthu Kama means their possession of physical wealth, that also in animating and inanimating things. So this material possession are really related with the five enemy. Because of that, Haitwami give up these their possessions, and then Pabajain Sumi, they renounced home life, and so they enter their homeless life as a bhikkhuhood or bhikkhunihood or ascetichood. Because of that, Tong Mei Pi Ming, you also, Pabajita, not give up your wealth, your possession, and renounce home life and homeless life, and Supe Salami, after renounced, you should practice the morality precept perfectly, sila, and so they mean as this noble persons, Buddha or individual Buddha or Arahanta, anusikami, emulate or take as a role model these persons. So this gata mean you know who has the good desire to get the to for the not liberation of round of the rebirth. So you also renounce as a home life and homeless life, as a taking the as a emulate as the previous former the Buddha and the individual Buddha and Arahanta. So because your possession, wealth and material are really related to the five enemy. So the really this kata meaning is like that way. I will explain briefly.
刚才禅师念诵了那个巴利记文呢，里面，现在是解释啊，解释它一个一个字解释，里面讲到的一个三斗，三斗呢就是真正讲，三斗的直接翻译就是极静者，极静的人，什么是极静的人呢？真正的是指那些已经完全断除烦恼的人。因为完全断除烦恼的人呢，他们的心很极静，那就是说，就是他们就是佛陀，或者是辟支佛，或者是阿罗汉。但是，除了这三种人，就是佛陀、辟支佛、阿罗汉之外，那些很圣洁的人，尤其是那些在过去佛得到受记的人，从过去佛那边得到受记。说未来会有开悟的人，别讲说是菩萨，或者是那些人有很大的波罗蜜的人，他们有很大的波罗蜜能够证悟涅槃的人，这些人呢也可以称为极静者。然后这些极静者他们做什么？他们有甘比拉金达嘎，这些极静者呢，他们有很深奥的思维力量，他们对日常生活中所看到的一些普通的现象呢，他们都能够很深入的去思考，能够体悟到很深奥的法。然后里面有讲到的卡妹，卡妹呢就是欲，我们翻译成欲，欲界的欲。卡妹呢有两种，一种是瓦杜卡玛，一种是吉列萨卡玛。瓦杜卡玛就是让我们享受娱乐的目标，就是我们所拥有的财物等等，无论是有生命的财物或者是没有生命的财物。但是真正的这些财物呢，是一致呢都受到五种敌的威胁，所以他们也不是说我们真正拥有的，是以五敌分享的。然后里面有讲到的一个另外一个卡玛，就是吉列萨卡玛。吉列萨卡玛呢，就是烦恼欲。然后接下来的一个字是希多，说这些极静者呢，他们舍弃了。希多是舍弃什么？舍弃卡玛，所以舍弃了那些欲乐，就是舍弃了欲乐的目标，舍弃了欲乐那个烦恼的欲乐。所以他们呢？巴巴金树呢是他们出了家，他们出了家成为比丘或者是比丘尼或者作为沙门。然后接下来一个字是敦培比，就是说敦培就是说你们也要就是讲我们了。然后巴巴吉大，我们呢就是说你们就讲我们了。我们为要什么呢？我们呢也应该舍弃这些财物，我们这些财物来出家。帕达吉达是出家。然后接下来的一个字是苏贝萨拉，苏贝萨拉是说在出家过后呢，我们应该很好的修行种种美德，很完美的修行，培育种种的美德。然后里面的下一个字是 day 呢是他们就像要像他们那样，像谁呢？像佛陀、像辟支佛或者像阿罗汉，也要像他们那样。然后最后一个就是 anusikavo 就是效法或者是学习，向他们学习，效法他们，以他们作为榜样，然后我们学习他们来培育美德，出家来培育美德。 所以这个句子里面所表达的主要的就是我们有很强的那个善法欲，想要解脱生死轮回。所以因为这个善法欲，想要解脱生死轮回，善法欲呢，所以我们舍离的那个舍弃的俗家的生活啊，出家，然后学习佛陀啊，效法佛陀或者毗湿佛或者阿罗汉来修行。为什么要这样要出家呢？那是因为呢，我们的财物呢是和五敌共享的，啊，是时常受到五敌的那个威胁的，所以我们要学习佛陀他们。所以对于这个句子呢，禅师在这里只是给予简短的解释。
This Samatha, when I preach in the Indonesia, that day Malaysia Yogi asked me, one day, if we renounce home life to the homeless life, where we should stay? So I said, don't worry, one day I got to the SBS, but I said to you.
So really, in this Dhammagatha, if you see,why this noble person, Buddha to be, individual to be, Arhanta to be, why they can renounce from home life to the homeless life? If you see that this Dhammagatha, the basic requirement, basic important thing is the Gambhira Chindaka, deeply or profoundly thinking on the daily common phenomena. Because so as a human beings, when we reborn as a human life, really all of the human beings, they like to enjoy as a human sensual pleasure, and as long as we want to stay as a human lifespan. But really this life are related so many suffering. Because of that, we must think, we must take sense of the urgency by thinking deeply and profoundly, and by thinking this way, we must try to get the liberation. Because of that, this Gambhira Chindaka is very important. Gambhira Chindaka means if you think deeply or profoundly, what benefit can get because of thinking, you can get the sense of the urgency. Samvega Jnana. Samvega Jnana means really as a Pali translation, that is Sa-Ottapa Jnana. Sa-Ottapa Jnana means, Ottapa means fear. What object fear? The fear, the suffering of round of the rebirth. Because of fear, the suffering of round of the rebirth. So a meditator, he like to liberate from that suffering. Because of that, Gambhira Chindaka, thinking deeply, profound, is support to get the sense of the urgency. Because of Samvega Jnana, sense of the urgency. So meditator, they like to practice meditation, samatha and vipassana. Therefore, vipassana jnana can develop, and because of practice vipassana jnana to develop, the meditator can get the enlightenment, path and fruition to attain of the nirvana.
在印尼的时候，禅师有给一次堂开示。那时候有个马来西亚的禅师者问禅师说，如果他出家了，他能够住在哪里呢？然后禅师说不用担心。SBS 的班迪阿嘎吉达会接受他的。然后接下来班迪又讲说，如果从这个句子里面，如果我们好好的去研究的话，我们会看到我们出家，那我们出家为什么为什么那些圣洁的人，那些圣者会出家，那些圣洁的人，比如讲说那些将会成佛，或者将会成为毗湿佛，或者将会成为阿罗汉的人，这些圣洁的人为什么他们会出家？如果你 你去研究这个句子的话，你就会看到在这个句子里面有讲到一个很重要的很重要很基本的条件，那就是在日对于我们日常生活一些很普通的现象呢，我们必须要具备有很深入很深奥的思考。所以为什么呢？比方说我们作为人，我们每个人呢其实都是很想要享受娱乐的，然后我们也想要一直活着，作为一个人活着继续的享受娱乐。但是事实上呢，生命呢是充满许多痛苦的。所以如果我们能够很深入的思考的话，我们就会有那个很深入的思考这个生命的现象的话呢，我们的心中呢就会升起恐惧智，就是一种恐惧感有一种恐惧感，想要呢解脱这个生死轮回，解脱这个痛苦。所以能够深入的思考这种深奥的思考是非常重要的。为什么呢？因为它，然后它又能够带来什么利益呢？如果我们具备这种深奥的思考，或者讲深入的思考呢，我们就会升起恐惧智。恐惧智呢，就是三维杠牙呢，从巴利文来讲呢，它也可以解释为萨奥达巴牙呢。萨奥达巴牙呢，萨呢是有，奥达巴是害怕，我们叫做一般上我们翻译成惭愧的愧，有愧智。那个娘那是字，所以有愧字，愧就是其实说害怕，我的爸就害怕，害怕什么呢？害怕生死轮回之苦。所以因为害怕生死轮回的苦，所以禅修者呢想要解脱，为了想要解脱生死轮回的痛苦，所以他们，所以这种深奥的思考呢会帮助我们帮助我们得到这个恐惧感，恐惧智。当我们有了这种恐惧智的时候呢，我们就会想要来修行，来修行止禅，来修行观禅。那么当我们修行观禅的时候，由于我们的观智的力量它一直在提升，那么由于这个当这个力量提升到一个程度的时候呢，禅修者就能够开悟，就能够证得圣道果，能够证悟涅槃。
So, which karma mean? I have already told you that is the material wealth or material possessions. What are the, these materialities? That is rupa ramana form, sadda ramana sound, kanda ramana smell, rasa ramana taste, potapa ramana tangible object. So, in our daily life, all human beings,they search for this object to get the happiness, to get the enjoyment. Day by day, they are searching this thing. After getting, then we consider this is the mind possessions. Because of we consider mind possession, we think this is the I also. Because of I am, because of mind possession, all the time, we are labeled whatever our property, this is mine, this is mine.
什么是 Vattu Kamma? Vattu Kamma 就是娱乐的目标。什么是娱乐的目标？娱乐的目标是就是那些物质的 财产，我们物质的拥有物。什么是什么物质呢？那就是看直接翻译的，我们一般上翻译的话就是色所缘色声香味触五种所缘，就是看到的目标、听到的目标、嗅到的目标、尝到的目标和碰触到的目标。在生命里面呢，所有的人都在寻找这些目标，追求这种目标，以便能够得到快乐，能够得到享受。所以每一天呢一天一天的这样呢，我们都在寻找这些目标。然后在得到这些目标的时候，得到这些娱乐的目标的时候呢，我们就会想说这个是我的东西，这个是我所有所拥有的东西， 然后因为我们想说这是我所拥有的东西呢，我们也会这样想说啊，这是我，这是我。那么因为我们这样想说，这是我所有的，这是我，所以在很一切时候，在我们日常生活里面的一切时候呢，我们都会一样啊，时常都这样做个标志，就说会这样的想象，想说为这些财物呢，这些我所拥有的东西呢，是我的，是我。
Really, we consider this is the my possession, this is the my wealth, but this material, this property are related with five enemies. What are the five enemies? That is water flooded, conflagration or great fire, and bad ruler, also bandit or robber or thieves, and unbeloved one. So this five enemy can be destroyed. Because of that, really, we must take the essence of this world. Otherwise, what will you will face? I would like to tell the one of the story from the Jataka. That is the story named Mashaka Jataka. Mashaka means the bird's name. This bird name called Mashaka. Really, Mashami Pali word, my possession or my wealth. Another way, M-I-N-E, mine. Because of that, this bird, wherever he rests, he cries, Masham, Masham, my wealth, this is mine. If he rests on the big tree or on the bush or on the stump or wherever he rests, he's crying, Masham, Masham, this is mine, this is mine. One day, the very big banyan tree bear the immense countless of the fruit. So because of that, many other buds, the hearts of the buds came and they ate these buds, these fruits. Also, Mashaka bud also came and rest and he cried, Mashan, Mashan, this is my fruit, this is mine, mine. But other buds, they didn't care and they eat themselves only. Later on, so the fruit were mellow or ripened because of that fell down from the tree and also other buds, they came and so eaten. After that, they discharged their excrement under this banyan tree. Later on, all the tree also has gone and only at the foot of the banyan tree, the rotten fruits and only excrement only remaining on the ground. But that time also, this Mashaka bud, he was crying, Masham, Masham, my possession, really this is excrement only. Because of that, so you also, from your wealth, without consuming, without making the charity, if you collect so many things, one day, this material were destroyed by the five enemy, or one day, when you are passed away, you must live for other only. Because of that, really, whatever material possession are related with others only.
事实上，我们时常会想说，我们所拥有的财物呢，我们的财富啊，这是我们的。但是真正呢，我们所拥有的财物，我们的财富呢，这些物质的财物呢，是和五种敌人分享的。那是什么五种敌人呢？那五种敌人就是啊，水灾、火灾，然后不好的统治者，盗贼，还有我们不亲爱的人。所以这五种敌人呢，能够毁坏我们的财物。 所以我们必须要思考，到底这个世界上，世界上的那个药意，或者是世界上的那个 essential， 就是那个药意，就是我们的生命的意义，这个世间的意义到底是什么？我们必须要这样想，说这个世间的意义到底是什么？如果我们没有深入思考的话，我们不知道未来会变成什么样子。所以在这里呢，禅师要跟大家讲一个本身经的故事，马萨嘎的本身经。这个马萨嘎呢，是一种鸟啊，一种鸟的名字。但这个它这个鸟的名字呢，它的意思就是啊，我的。为什么呢？因为无论这种鸟呢，马萨嘎鸟呢，无论它停在哪里啊，它都会这样叫，一直叫说啊，我的这样。它是它不是讲我的，像马萨嘎马上，就是我的。所以无论它是停息在那个树上呢，或者是草丛里呢，或者是树桩那边呢，它无论它是停在哪里呢，它都会一直这样叫说啊，我的。那有一天呢，在有一棵很大棵的榕树，那个榕树呢长满了许多的水果，然后有许多鸟啊来到这棵大榕树那边啊吃那些水果，然后这种那个马萨嘎鸟呢，它也来到这棵大榕树那边，也在那边休息，然后它停在那个大榕树那边的时候，它就这样叫说啊，我的。但是其他的鸟呢？都不去理他，他们继续吃他们的水果。然后过了一些时候，这棵树上的一些水果呢，掉在地上了，腐烂了。然后因为有许多的鸟在那边吃那个水果，吃过后呢，也在那边排便啊，就把那个便呢排到那个树下了。所以过了一些时候呢，那棵树上的水果呢，很多都不见了。有的就是在那个树下呢，有很多腐烂的水果，然后还有很多的粪便。即使在那个时候呢，那只鸟马萨嘎鸟呢，还是这样的叫说啊，我的。但是事实上呢，在那个时候呢，他所有的我的那个是什么呢？那就是其实只有就是许多的粪便而已。所以同样的，我们呢？我们有些人呢，也会这样执着我们的财富啊。然后我们有了很许多财，虽然有许多财富，但是我们执着那些财富是我的。我们呢，没有拿这些财富，用这些财富来做供养，来做布施。但是事实上呢，我们这些财富呢，有一天会受到五敌啊摧毁的，会受到五敌毁坏的。所以而且呢，有一天呢，我们也肯定会死，在死过后呢，我们就必须把这些财物呢留下来啊，我们带不去的。所以事实上呢，我们这些财富是与其他人共享的，所以是与其他人共享的，并不是只是我们所拥有的而已。
大家好，the material are related with the five enemies, so we must take the essence of this material possession by making the charity. Also, you see, your body or mind body, really we say this is the mind body, but this body are also related with the many diseases. Because of that, from this body, we must take the essence by practice the morality, sila, and also if you can see that this body as a this ultimate reality, five aggregate. These five aggregate are also rising and passing away very quickly, impermanent nature. Because of that, if you can see that this five aggregate, impermanent nature, and if you contemplate again and again,from this impermanent nature, you can develop, you can take the essence, the vipassana jnana, and you can eradicate you are defilement and you can attain the Nibbana. Because of that, so you must take the essence of your wealth by making charity, by practicing the morality, you must take essence of your life, and also by practicing the vipassana jnana, you must take impermanent nature of five aggregates.
所以真正我们这些所用的物质财富呢，是以五敌共享的，所以我们必须要想，我们必须要思考说，我们这些财物质的财富呢，我们应该用来做做慈善，来做布施。所以一个是关于我们的财物，另一项呢就是关于我们的身体。我们许多人也会看这个身体说，啊，这是我的身体，这是我的身体。但是这个我们的这个身体呢，其实也不是，真正是我们能够控制的，因为呢，它是跟许多疾病有关的，因为疾病会毁坏我们的身体，所以它也真正呢，也不是说是纯粹是我们的。所以我们必须对。除了我们要刚之前讲到要善用我们物质的财富之外呢，我们也要善用我们这个身体这个财富。我们要用我们这个身体呢来修行修行戒持戒啊，培育美德。然后我们也要观这个身体啊，修来，我们也要修止观啊，修观禅来看这个身体，让我们能够修到能够看到这个身体啊，其实只是由这个。那些究竟的设法组合而成的，看到我们这个整个人呢，其实是由五蕴组合而成的。然后我们要去进一步的观我们这个人呢，这个五蕴组合而成的人呢，观那个五蕴呢为无常看到他们很快他们的生灭，观他们为无常。当我们能够一而再的不断重复地观这些五蕴为无常的话，我们就能够培育起观智，然后进而呢能够断除烦恼，证悟涅槃。所以我们必须要能够善用我们的物质财富来做慈善，来做布施，也要能够善用我们的生命，善用我们这个身体呢来修行，来修行止观，来观照我们的五蕴呢其实都是无常的。
As a our worldly beings nature, although we see the impermanent or suffering, but we don't want to see, we don't want to think this nature. Because of that, someone tell as a Dhamma we also, they will say, oh, you don't consider, you don't think. This is the best message. If you think, you will get the depressions.The God created this world and so many pleasurable things. Because of that, you enjoy while you are young, while you are the healthy, you don't consider like that way. They will tell, so not to consider, not to think, seeing the impermanent nature, suffering nature. Because of that, most of the human beings, they forgot the true nature andThey enjoy this sensual pleasure and they don't want to do the charity. Although if they do the charity, but they don't want to do the moral precept. Although they may do the precept, they don't want to meditate. Because of that, so to develop this meritorious deep thinking, Gambhira Chandaka is very important.
但是世俗人的本质是，虽然我们看到无常的现象，虽然我们看到痛苦的现象，但是我们并不想要这样看到，我们并不想要看到这些现象，我们不想要去思考这些现象，这些真正的现象。甚至有些人呢会跟我们讲说啊，你不要这样想，你不要这样，不要想这样的东西，不要这样想。为什么？因为如果你这样想的话呢，你会患上忧郁症啊！事实上呢，这个世界呢是由上帝制造的，是上帝创造给我们的，让我们能够享受的。所以呢，在我们啊还，所以很许多人在他还很年轻、 很健康的时候呢，啊，他们会就会一直的去享受。但是，所以你看有一些人呢就会这样跟我们这样讲说，啊，不要去想这些无常或者痛苦的现象。所以在这个世间上呢，有许多人呢，他们会啊忘掉这些真正的现象、真正的本质，他们只是啊享受这个娱乐而已。所以他们呢不做布施，然后即使是有一些人他们做布施，但是他们并不持戒，然后即使是有些人他们会持戒，他们做布施会持戒，但是他们并不来禅修。所以讲到这里就讲到，为什么深入的思考或者讲深奥的思考呢是非常重要的啊。如果我们能够啊对这个我们所拥有的物质有深奥的思考的话啊，那是对我们啊很重要的。
That, so I would like to tell that our Buddha before he attained the Buddhahood as the Bodhisattva stage and the Buddha disciple, how they think, how they thought deeply and profoundly, and how to get the sense of their urgency and.How they try to fulfill their perfections as an example. Because of that, so that is one of the story in the Jataka when our Buddha, in his one of the past lives, he became the king, Mahajanaka. He ruling.In the Mithila Kingdom, one day King Mahajanaka he went to the royal park by riding his royal horse, and also many retinue also follow with him. When he reached at the gate of the royal park, he saw the two mango trees at the roadside. One mango tree.Bear the mango fruit. This mango were also mellow and ripened. Because of that, this fruit hanging on the tree and yellow color, very beautiful. At the other side also, the mango tree, it didn't bear the fruit, but it also with the green foliage, very gracious. Then the king,He liked to take the taste of the mango fruit. Therefore, he told his elephant driver and elephant trainer to close the mango tree. Then he plucked the one of the mango fruits and so he eaten. He ate because of the fruit was very sweet and he considered,Oh, the fruit was very sweet. When I return to my palace, I will pluck a lot and then only I will eat a lot. Like that way, he considered and he continued his trip. Because of the king had already taken the mango fruit, according to the Asian traditions, after king eaten,The retinue, the follower also can pluck the fruit. Because of that, all the follower, they also pluck and they eat. Really, not pluck only, some they crush the branches because of they pluck and they crush these branches. Earlier, very beautiful mango tree became very ugly.Then, so at the evening, the king returned to the palace. So he saw the mango tree. On the morning, the mango tree was bear the fruit and so beautiful. Now, because of people destroyed, so very ugly found, and at the foot of the mango tree also,
the branches and the leaves are spreading. Then the King Mahajanaka, he looks another side, but the another side, the mango tree was not bear the fruit. Because of not bear fruit, so nobody destroyed, and so this tree was very gracious and beautiful with its green foliage. Then the king considered, oh, our kingship is look like, our possession is look like the mango tree, bear the fruit, and so because of we possess so many wealth, so many property, one day other king, when he want to possess or when he want to get any time, other king, they will fight and they will seize my property and they will destroy my property. Because of that, material wealth are look like they bear the mango tree, bear the fruits. I see another mango tree without bear the fruits. This is look like the ascetic cult. Because of no bear the fruit, nobody destroy any. It can stand happily as a ascetic cult. So like that way, the king considers and deeply and profoundly, and then because of material wealth, he got the sense of the urgency. Then when he returned to his palace, he gave up all of his possession and he changed as the ascetic cult. Then after that, he practiced ardently, diligently his meditation, and later on, when his body was break up, when he passed away, he was reborn in the Brahma world because of his jhana attainment.
因为这个缘故，所以禅师呢要告在这里跟大家讲一个菩萨的故事，是当我们的佛陀还没有开悟的时候，以在过去是还是菩萨的时候的故事，以及讲那些菩萨跟菩萨的弟子呢佛陀的弟子呢，他们如何有深入的思考，然后产生那些恐惧感、恐惧智，然后他们怎样接着那个圆满他们的波罗蜜。所以在这里，禅师讲了一个本身经的故事，那个是我们的菩萨的一个过去式的故事。那时候呢，我们的菩萨是一个国王，名叫 Mahajanaka。他在米迪拉那个国家那边呢，米迪拉那个地方呢，管理他的国家。有一天，这个 Mahajanaka 王呢，去到他的皇家公园，他那时候呢有许多的象，那边有马，骑着马去了皇家公园，然后他有很多的随从也跟着他去。而来到这个皇家公园的门口的时候呢，他看到在门口那边呢，在路边长了两棵的芒果树，然后有一棵芒果树呢，生满了许多的芒果，然后那棵芒果树很漂亮，为什么？因为那些芒果都生得黄黄的，很漂亮。然后在另外一边呢，另外一棵芒果树也很漂亮，但是它没有长什么水果，什么水果都没有，但是因为它的叶子很绿，所以呢，那另外一棵芒果树也长得很漂亮。然后那时候呢，那个国王马甲那个王呢，他想要尝一尝芒果的味道，所以他就叫他的下人呢去采一个芒果给他，然后他就吃了那个芒果，然后他吃了那个芒果，他感到说哇，那个芒果非常的甜美，所以他就想说啊，这个芒果非常的甜美，当我回去皇宫的时候呢，我要叫人家采多一些带回去，我要吃很多那个芒果。然后他这样想过后呢，他就去继续走进去，他进去那个皇家公园里面。然后根据古代印度的传统呢，是有这样的一回事，是说，如果一棵树呢，那个芒果树呢，那个如果国王已经吃过后呢，其他人也都能够采那些芒果来吃， 所以当国王尝过那个芒果树的芒果过后呢，那佛那个国王进去过后呢，他的随从很多呢都采那个采了芒果，他们并不是在不只是用手采芒果而已，他们还用棍子啊什么的，这样把那个芒果打了下来啊，所以把那棵芒果树呢都打得很难看的，因为很多树枝呢都掉了下来啊，所以之前呢长得很美的芒果树，现在呢被人家这样采芒果啊采呢打了，它就变得很丑了。然后在下午的时候，当这个国王想要回去皇宫的时候呢，他出来的时候他就看到说之前呢在早上很漂亮的那个芒果树，长满那个芒果的芒果树，在早上的时候很漂亮，但是现在呢变得很丑了，不好看了。为什么呢？它都被打得很丑了，然后树下呢都掉了一大堆的那个树枝树叶等等。但是在另外一边呢，那棵没有长芒果树没有长芒果的那棵芒果树呢，并没有受到毁坏，还是一样的很翠绿很漂亮。所以那个时候呢那个马哈贾那个王呢，他就这么想说，他的王位呢，他的王位，他所拥有的物质财富呢，就好像那棵长满这个芒果的芒果树。为什么呢？因为这些财富呢他所拥有的东西呢，有一天如果有其他国王想要来抢的话那些其他国王就会派兵来跟他打仗，然后会毁坏他的，还抢去他的财富，毁掉他的财富。所以财富呢就好像长满芒果的芒果树，然后那棵没有长芒果的芒果树呢，就好像出家的生活，因为那棵芒果树没有那个没有生的芒果，所以它还活得好好的没有人去毁坏它，所以我们如果出家的话呢也不会因为没有财富，人家不会来抢不会毁坏。所以在这样思考过后呢那个马哈贾那嘎王呢，他就升起了很强的恐惧感所以他回到皇宫后呢，他就舍弃了所有的财富，然后出家做成为了一个沙门，然后过后他很精进的修行，然后在他的身体毁坏死亡过后呢，他投身到梵天界，因为他出家的时候呢，他修行证得了禅那，所以死后呢投身到梵天界。
So that is the our Buddha before he attained the Buddhahood in one of his life, how he saw the force of the sensual pleasure. The another story is our Buddha before he attained the Buddhahood in one of his past life, he became the King Maggadeva. At the time, human lifespan was 300,000 years. At that time, the people, they practiced morality, sila, perfectly and respectfully. Because of they practiced morality perfectly and respectfully, human lifespan can be longer, so 100,000 years. Also, human being, if they lose morality, the lifespan can be shorter and shorter. It can reach 10-year lifespan also. At the 10-year age, the human lifespan, so that time, all of the human, so they will practice immorality and evil deed. If they practice immorality and evil deed, this person is, they have more dignity. So that also our Buddha preached, how human being lifespan longer and how human being lifespan shorter. Our Buddha preached in the Dika Nikaya Sakkavati Sutra, but here, because of not concerning this topic, I will not tell later on. If I had chance, I will
explain to you. So, not the our Buddha before he attained the Buddhahood, how he take the sense of the urgency. That only I would like to explain. Because of that, our Buddha, in his one of the past life, he became the King Magadeva at that time. So human lifespan is, human lifespan was 300,000 years. So the King Magadeva, he had enjoyed as a prince 84,000 years. As a crown prince, he enjoyed 84,000 years. As a king, he enjoyed 84,000 years. One day, he considered and he said to his hairdresser, the Baba, he told, "Oh, my friend, when you find the white hair at my head, please tell me."
所以在这里禅师讲到我们的菩萨就是他在还没有成佛的时候在过去世呢他如何看到欲乐的过患在这里禅师又讲了另外一个本身经的故事那是讲到我们的菩萨是作为一个王名叫马卡德瓦王的时候那在那个时候人的寿命是300,000岁当人寿那时候是人寿300,000岁的时候那时候的人呢他们都很完美的很恭敬的修这个戒他们持戒很完美很而且持戒持得很恭敬所以那时候的人的寿命呢能够超过100,000岁但是如果人们呢他们不持戒了他们的道德毁坏了越来腐败了就当他道德腐败的时候呢人的寿命就会越来越短然后最后呢会短到剩下只有10岁而已在人寿是10岁的时候呢所有的人呢他们都是没有道德的他是没什么所有的人都是没有道德是很普遍的所以佛陀有在佛陀的教导里面呢佛陀有解释人的寿命怎么样会增长是什么因素导致人的寿命的增长是什么因素导致人的寿命减短越来越短但是因为这个课题呢跟我们今天要讨论的课题是没有关系的所以今天呢禅师不会解释这一项但是以后如果有机会的话呢禅师会跟我们解释所以当我们的菩萨在他还没有成佛的时候在其中一个过去世呢他怎样升起这个悚惧感是在这里呢禅师要解释的在其中一个过去世我们的菩萨投身成为玛卡德瓦的时候在那个时候人的寿命是三十万岁这个玛卡德瓦菩萨呢我们的菩萨玛卡德瓦呢在那个时候呢他作为王子享受了84,000年然后他被封为太子过后呢他又享受了84,000年然后后来他登基成为国王过后呢他又享受了84,000年然后有一天当他做有一天呢他就跟他的理法师讲说朋友如果有一天你看找到我的头发呢有白头发的话呢那么请你告诉我
So one day the hairdresser he cleaned the king's hair at the time he found the white hair and he said Maharaja now I found the one white hair at your head so the king also told please take out and put on my palms. So the Baba take out and put the hair on his palms. So the king Maggadeva, he looked and he got the sense of the urgency, thinking that the suffering of the old age. Then, so he renounced the his kingship, and later on, he entered as a ascetic hood. Then he practiced ardently, diligently, the jhana attainment, and after that, at the end of the his life, when he passed away, he reborn as a Brahma.
有一天，那个理发师在帮国王清理他的头发的时候呢，在帮他理发的时候呢，他看到了国王的头上有一条白头发，所以他就跟国王说：“啊，大王，我找到了一条的白头发。”然后那个国王就跟那个理发师说：“啊，你把它拔出来，放在我的手掌上。”那个理发师就把那条白发呢拔出来，放在国王的手掌上。那时候玛卡德瓦王呢看着那条白头发，当他这样看着的白头发的时候呢，他心中升起了恐惧感，然后他就想这个是老的痛苦，老年的痛苦，所以在这样思维过后呢，他就呢舍弃了他的王位，然后他出家成为了一个沙门。成为沙门过后呢，他很精进的修行，然后证得了禅那，然后死后呢，他投身到梵天界。
Really, the king Maggadeva, according to their lifespan, he can enjoy another 84,000 years. Although he could enjoy 84,000 years. When he saw even one white hair, he thought the king of the dead approached and can cut his life urgently, or he was staring at inside the burning house whenever the dead can come and cut his life. Like that way, he fear and he get the sense of the urgency, and he renounced all his property. Because of that, also he can attain the jhana, and he can get there. He was reborn in the Brahma realms. So you maybe tell Pandey as a king Maggadeva, because of he had already lived 84,000 prince, 84,000 as a crown prince, 84,000 kingship, he may bow, but our lifespan is so short. Because of so short, manusata bhava dunlabha, human lifespan is, to get the human life is very hard opportunity. Because of very hard opportunity, now we become the human world. As a human, because of that, we must enjoy. We cannot renounce our home life. Like that way, you may be taught me.
事实上，根据当时的人类的寿命呢，玛卡德瓦王呢，如果他要的话，他还能够继续享受84,000年。虽然这样，虽然他还能够继续享受84,000年，但是即使这样呢，当他看到一条白头发的时候呢，他就好像说看到死亡这个王呢已经要来了，这个死亡的王就要来了，这个死亡的王呢会分分钟呢都会把我的性命呢给砍掉结束我的性命。所以当他这样想的时候呢，他就觉得说他感觉上自己就好像住在一个火宅里面分分钟呢都会没命的。所以那时候他升起了很强的恐惧感，所以他舍弃了所有的财富出家，然后修行呢证得了禅那，然后死后呢投身到梵天界。然后关于这点呢， 可能呢，我们呢，大家会这么样讲说啊，班德啊，那是因为马卡德瓦王他已经啊享受了很久，他作为王子享受了84000年，作为太子又享受了84000年，然后作为国王他又享受了啊84000年，所以他已经享受了很久了啊，已经够了，所以他可以啊舍弃，他可以能够，他可以出家去修行。但是呢，我们的生命是非常的短暂的，啊，而且要得获得人生呢是非常稀有的机会。那么现在好不容易我们啊得到获得了这个机会，很稀有的机会投身作为人，所以呢我们必须要啊享受，我们不能够啊出家。
Although our lifespan is so short, but we forget the wholesome deep end.We like to enjoy the sensual pleasure. Because of that also, you see in the Dhammapada, one of the story, Patibhujika Devi, about the Patibhujika Devi. That story also, one of the Deva in the Savarinda realm, his name Malabari, he had 1,000 Devi. One day in his park,He enjoyed with his 1,000 Devi, so 500 Devi, they pluck the flower and 500 Devi, they adore their husband, Malabari Deva. At that time, among these 1,000 Devi, one Devi, because of his lifespan expired, suddenly she disappeared from the Savarinda realms andSo she was reborn in the Savati city. Then when she was getting out from the mother womb, and when she grew up, she remembered her past life because of her attaining the Jyatiksara Jnana. Jyatiksara Jnana means can remember the past life himself only.He cannot know other past life. Because of she got there, this Jyatiksara Jnana, she remembered her past life and she was in her past life, she was the wife of the Malabari Deva. Because of that, so when she was grown up, whatever she did the meritorious deed and offering the arm food or offering the robes or whatever she did, the meritorious deed, she aspired to reborn again in the Savarinda realm and to reborn as a wife of the, as a Devi of the Malabari Deva. But then, so she was married the one husband and then she gave birth 4 child. Then also,she had a good hobby, so every day she went to the Pindapasala, the cottage for the bhikkhu to take amrao and to take the food also, because ancient time the bhikkhu they comes to the village and they take amrao. After that, so in that sala they take their foodAnd then only they return to their monastery. Because of that, this Devi, her name, Patibhujika. Patibhujika means, Pati means house owner or householder. Bhujika means respect. So because of whenever she did the meritorious deed, she said verbally also, I think. So she aspired to reborn again in the Deva realm andto become as a wife of the so Malabari Deva. Because of that, they call so Patibhujika. So every day, she came to this Pindapasala and she did the service, cleaning that sala, preparing the seat for the bhikkhu, also putting the water for drinking and washing. Because of she did this service,The monk also, they know this lady. Later on, on one day when she had did the, this service, and after that at the evening when she came back to the, her house at the evening, because of, she got the suddenly very serious disease, and this disease cut her life. Therefore, she passed away, and because of her merit, because of her aspiration, she reborn again in the Savarinda realm, and she became again as a wife of the Malabari Deva. That time, the Malabari Deva asked to her, "Oh, you disappear suddenly, and you appear suddenly again. Where are you going?" So this Pratibhujika Devi said, "Because of my life had expired and I was reborn in the human world. Then in that human realm, I married one husband and I got 4 children. Then because of I also died in the human realm, and now I reborn again in this realm as your wife, because of I aspirate to reborn as your wife." So that time, the Malabari Deva said, "Oh, you are coming and going very quickly. So human lifespan are very short. Because of human lifespan is very short, in the human life, are they enjoying or are they happy?" "Oh, my husband, although human being, their lifespan is so short, but they can live happily, they can enjoy." Also, Malabari asks, "Because of so short, so, and also they do their meritorious deed?" "No, because although they short their life short, but they enjoy their sensual pleasure and they forgot to do their meritorious deed." Like that way, Pratibhujika explained the nature of the human beings to her husband, the Deva Malabari.
虽然我们人的生命呢是很短暂的，但是我们时常都忘了要累积善业，我们只是沉迷在享受娱乐而已。在这里，禅师要讲了一个故事，让我们知道人的寿命呢到底是怎么样的，短暂的。那是讲到在以前呢，在达瓦丁萨33天那边呢，有一个天神。 叫做玛拉巴利德瓦的，这个天神呢，他有1000个太太，就是有1000个女神作为他的太太。然后他们有一天他们去花园那边玩去取乐，然后呢，他们的太太有1000个呢就分成两组，有500个呢就爬到树上去采花，然后有500个呢在树下呢捡那个花呢，然后去编制。 编制花环怎么等等这样，然后在这样的时候，那个天神带着1000个太太去在花园那边玩的时候呢，其中一个太太呢突然间死了，然后他死后呢，他就投身到人间，在萨瓦蒂那边成为了一个投身作为一个女人，然后他一出世的时候。 他就能够记得他的过去世，那是一种智慧，就是与生俱来的智慧，只能够看到，只能够回忆起自己的过去世，但是并不能够知道别人的过去世。那因为他有这种能够忆起自己过去世的智慧，他知道他在他的前世呢，他是一个天神，就是马拉巴利德维的太太，一个天神的太太。 所以他长大过后呢，他长大过后呢，他做布施，他布施，他供养食物，供养袈裟等等，累积那些善业。然后每次他在做累积善业的时候呢，他会发个愿，说他要以这个善业，以这个善业呢，他要投身，再次投身到那个33天，就是倒立天的，再做回他那个丈夫的太太。 所以后来呢，他结了婚，而且还生了4个孩子。然后 每一天呢，他都会去那个托钵堂那边啊，去那边。在以前呢，在那个托钵堂啊，那个是让比丘来那边托钵，然后也在那边吃东西的，啊，那个托钵堂也就是食堂了。所以他每天呢，都会去那个托钵堂那边啊，他去做布施等。然后他每次他这样做布施的时候呢，他就做布施，然后他还会做一些服务。然后因为他每次他在造，无论他做什么善业的时候呢，他都会发愿说啊，他要再次投身到他丈夫的身边，就是投身到33天回去他丈夫的身边做他的太太。所以呢，他就得到了一个名字叫做 Patipujika， 就是礼敬丈夫的人，礼敬丈夫的人。所以他每天呢，他都会去那个托钵堂，然后他会为比丘呢准备座位，然后为比丘们准备水。所以因为他每天都去那个地方，所以比丘们呢都认识这个女人。然后有一天啊，当这个女人她做完服务过后，她在 下午的时候呢，她回家了。然后回到家过后呢，她突然间得到了疾病，然后就这样死了。但是因为她的善业，也因为她的那个愿呢，所以她再次投身到33天，也就是刀立天那边呢，啊，再次做她前世那个丈夫的太太，那个天神丈夫的太太。然后她投身到那边的时候呢，她那个丈夫看到她又突然出现了，所以她就问她说，怎么你又突然出现了啊？之前你去了哪里？然后她就跟她的她的那个天神丈夫说，之前呢我在这里死了，然后投身作为人，然后在人间里面投身作为人的时候呢，我长大后结了婚，生了4个孩子，然后过后呢我又死了，然后死过后呢，我现在呢又再次投身到这里来作为你的太太那是因为我在前世在行善的时候，我这么样的发愿说要回来再次做你的太太。然后她的丈夫就问说，你来去非常的快，那就是说呢，人的寿命呢是非常的短的，那么在人间里面呢，人呢是否能够享受快乐能够得到享受能够快乐她就跟她丈夫说是人呢，他们能够得到享受，他们能够他们的快乐。她就说她会行善，她跟丈夫讲以
also that's what we don't become deprived. So they return to the Jetavana monastery and they report to the Buddha Pandi, the Patipudika. She was so clever. She liked to do the service in the Pindapasala Viyavucha a lot. But yesterday, suddenly, she got the serious disease and passed away. We were so sad, so sorrow.That time Buddha said, you are not sorry, not sorrow. Really, Patipujika, she returned to her husband. So the bhikkhu said, no, Bande, she doesn't return to her husband. She passed away. But Buddha said, no, she returned to her husband. The bhikkhu also said, no, Bande, she dead. Later on, Buddha explained, oh, my son, really, shedidn't go back her husband in this present life. She returned to her past life, the Dewa Malabari. Because of that, I said she returned to her husband. So later on, our Buddha preached the Dhamma Padak Thakata. Pupani Hewa Pachinandang Pyasata Manasanarang Atiktenyewa Kamesu.Andako Guru Se Watsang, that meaning is the Nara, the human beings, Pupani Hewa Pachinandang. They choose the sensual pleasure as a flower, one after another, choose and Atikten Yewa Kamesu. Before
they contact searching of the distance you have pleasure. So undergo guru se wasan. So the death, the king of the dead, guru they mean this nara, these people cut their life according to his desire. Because of that, most of the all of the human being before no, they searching for the this sensual pleasure one after another as a flower, choosing one after another. Before they contact, before they gather enough desire, so the dead take their life. Because of that, human nature, human lifespan is so short. Because of that, we must not take the sense of the urgency, thinking deeply and profoundly, and we must cultivate the meritorious deed, dana, sila, bhavana, and to get the enlightenment to attain the nirvana. So, no, really, the Dhamma talk is not finished yet. I have to explain some explanation, but because of no, nearly to the you are sleeping time, I want to so I want to conclude my Dhamma talk today here.
然后在隔天呢，啊，那些比丘去到那个托钵堂，然后看到那个托钵堂呢，啊，很不整齐，也没有啊准备好的座位，所以他们就想啊，为什么这个净夫者，就是那个女人呢，净夫者呢，为什么今天迟了？啊，他们为什么是想说，为什么他今天这么迟，为什么还没有来？然后过后有其他人来到的时候呢，啊，他们。啊，提起，所以那些比丘呢才知道说，哦，原来那个净夫者那个女人呢，啊，昨天已经死了。然后在那些比丘当中呢，有一些还是凡夫，啊，然后那些凡夫比丘呢，啊，就感到很伤心，啊，他们哭了起来。所以在托完钵过后呢，这些比丘就去到啊奇岩精舍，然后就跟佛陀报告说，啊，那个呢。啊，净夫者那个女人呢？啊，她是一个很聪明的女人啊，她时常做服务，时常行善啊。但是呢，昨天她竟然死了啊，所以我们呢，对，因为她突然死了，我们感到很伤心。然后佛陀就跟那些比丘说：“啊，你们不用伤心，不用伤心啊，净夫者呢已经回到她的丈夫身边了。”然后那些比丘讲说：“哦，没有没有，班帝他没有啊，就说说那。”她没有回到她丈夫的身边，她已经死了。然后佛陀说：“是的，是的，她已经回到她丈夫身边了的。”然后那些比丘说：“哎，没有，没有，没有，她已经死了，她没有回到丈夫的身边。”然后佛陀讲说：“哎，她已经回到她丈夫身边了，但是她不是回到这一世的做人的时候的丈夫，而是回到她前世做天神的时候的丈夫的身边。”所以在讲完她的情况过后呢？啊，佛陀就讲了一个《法际经》的句子，那个句子的意思是说呢，人呢，啊，他们在取乐，选择享受娱乐，就好像在选这个花这样，啊，他们去选这个花来享受娱乐，但是在他们还没有得到满足的时候，对于这个享受娱乐还没有得到真正得到满足的时候呢，那个死亡这个王呢就已经来到了啊。把他们的生命给夺走了啊，切断了他们的性命啊，随心所欲的切断他们的性命。所以人们呢，他们在享受，他们在四处寻找娱乐啊，就好像去捡花去享受娱乐的时候呢，在他们还没有得到啊满足，享受娱乐还没有真正得到满足的时候呢，他们啊就死了啊，就失去了生命。所以人的生命呢是非常的短暂的，我们对这种现象呢必须要很深入的去思考。如果我们这样的思考的话，我们就会升起恐惧感啊。当我们升起恐惧感的话过后呢，我们就会想要啊要修行，要累积善业，我们想要说啊想要布施，我们想要持戒，想要禅修，想要精进修行，以便能够证悟涅槃。然后禅师说，其实他今天的开示并还没有啊，还没有讲完。那是因为现在已经接近啊睡眠的时间， 所以禅师今天呢就讲到这里为止。
So let us share that the merit. Ima idami punyam asawakayam wahan hodu idami punyam nibbanasa pachayo hodu mama punya bagam sabba satanam.Bajima Tesabi Mesamam Punya Bagam Labantu Saru Saru Saru